Hello, fellow Earthlings. It's me, Bailey. Welcome to my podcast, The Conscious Buzz, where we chat about all things conscious living, holistic self-care, and the ways in which you can step into your highest evolvement in order to show up fully for yourself, other beings, and the Earth. Our planet is in an all-hands-on-deck kind of situation right now, and the world needs each and every one of us to own our truth, step into our power, and take action on behalf of our and the planet's highest good. I am here to remind you that collective healing happens on an individual level. Without further ado, let's dive in. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Conscious Buzz. It's me, Bailey, because who else would it be? Because this is my podcast. Anyway, I'm super excited to be here today. I've got a really good episode for you guys coming up. I think it's something that most people are going to be able to kind of get on board with and relate with, resonate with, whatever you want to say. And that's because I'm going to be talking about, drum roll please, the fear of failure and how to overcome it. So if you are someone who fears failure, aka a human being, this episode is for you. I'm going to make this really short and sweet today. I try to make all of my like solo cast episodes pretty short just because I'm usually going deep into one topic. And you know, a lot of times when you're doing that, you don't need to say a lot. You just need to say a little bit clearly. So I'm hoping I'll be able to get my message across to you in a really distilled, succinct, and effective way. All right, well, let's begin. First of all, just want to say I hope you're having an amazing day. A little background, I've had a really rough couple of weeks these past few weeks in my personal life, and I definitely have found myself in a little bit of a rut. And actually, it's funny and not ironic at all, or actually, I guess it is ironic, but not surprising that, you know, right after I launch my anxiety program, every single thing that triggers anxiety for me pops up in my life. And the universe is like, okay, girl, like if you're going to do this thing, then let's really see you embody what you are about to teach these people. So it's been a really eventful week. And I've really been put to the test in terms of embodying and truly practicing what I preach. So I'm really, really grateful. And I feel like a stronger, more well-developed, more self-aware, more embodied version of myself as a result. Ruts are kind of the worst, but coming out of them is kind of the best. So with that being said, the fear of failure has kind of been brought up to me by multiple people over the past few weeks, and so that's why I'm wanting to touch on it today. Essentially, what the fear of failure is, this might not surprise you, but it's not feeling safe to fail. That's what it ultimately boils down to. Anytime we have a fear of something, it's because that thing doesn't feel safe. And you're probably like, okay, obviously. But let's actually go into what this means. If we don't feel safe to fail, it means that in our nervous system and the hardwiring of our body, it feels like failure could hurt us or kill us, or it means it could lead to rejection or being unlovable or being rejectable by the people that we love, or it means that we're not capable or we're not worthy or we're not deserving. And all of that stuff feels very, very scary and very unsafe. And oftentimes, those of us who are as adults, afraid to fail, as a child, it wasn't safe to mess up. It wasn't safe to be messy. It wasn't safe to experiment. It wasn't safe to do things wrong. Maybe we got reprimanded for failing or doing something wrong as a child. And so we carry that conditioning into adulthood. And our nervous system is just like, no, dude, like failure's literally not okay. It's not safe. We can't go there. We can't mess with that. We can't flirt with that. Absolutely not. So the most, common way? Okay, why do I sound so out of breath? I think it's because I'm excited to talk to you guys. I'm talking kind of fast. I'm going to slow it down a little bit. But anyway, I think that the biggest way that this fear of failure shows up in people's lives, at least in the way that it showed up in my life, and I've talked to multiple people that it does this as well, is it, this is real. This is how I am right now. I'm out of breath and I sound like I'm drastically out of shape and I'm literally sitting down recording a podcast. Anyway, the way that I've really seen fear of failure materialized is people who don't ever go fully into something, because if they fail or if it doesn't work out, then in retrospect, they can be like, well, you know, I wasn't even trying anyway, so it doesn't really matter because I wasn't doing my best. People are so scared that if they do their best and things still don't work out how they want to, that it, you know, it means they're inadequate. It means it's something bad about themselves. But in truth, failure doesn't even exist. Like, failure is this societal construct that we've created to steer people towards the attitude of striving for perfection, which doesn't exist either. So we have these two opposite ends of the spectrum, failure and perfection, neither of which exist, one of which we're so terrified and one of which we spend our entire life chasing after. And so if we can actually just meet in the middle and discover this beautiful playground of like messing up freely and being wrong and learning and growing and being in the constant beauty of the process, the fear of failure and the need for perfection dissipate. And in life, three things always happen. We either get what we want, we get something better, or we learn a really, really, really big lesson. So if you can just reflect for a second on your life, looking back to a time when something did not go as you wanted it to go, and in that moment, maybe it felt really scary, maybe it felt really heavy, really shitty, but now in retrospect, you're able to look back and be like, oh my God, okay, like I totally understand why it had to happen like that, because I am who I am now. I have the wisdom integrated into my body from that particular lesson, which in the time felt like failure. It felt like a stab in the back from the universe, however you want to put it. But now as your more highly evolved, aware self, you're able to see the medicine and the beauty and the necessity in that particular situation. So moving forward, if you can just trust that you can't fail, like things don't always work out how you want and you're not always immediately the best at something, but like, where's the fun in that anyway? You know, a year ago when I started my business, I was terrified, absolutely terrified. But I knew that if I just continued to show up every day and was willing to suck, eventually I would get really good and eventually things would smooth out and eventually it would be okay. And so I was an awkward coach at the beginning. I was really afraid to speak. I wasn't articulate. I didn't know what I was really doing. I was nervous. I felt like I didn't have what it took. I was comparing myself to other people. But part of me deep within was like, Bailey, you have this dream. You have this vision for a reason. Stick with it. Keep going and it will pay off. It will. And here I am just over a year later, totally self-employed, 100% supporting myself and still messing up on the daily. Like, I fail all the time, you guys. So I think that if we just invite a slightly more playful attitude when it comes to failure and we sort of invite the energy of failing, quote unquote, into our life, then it becomes less scary. If we become sort of willing to suck at things because we understand that everybody starts somewhere and we're not supposed to be masters at everything immediately. And also this idea of mastery in the first place is kind of a tease. Like, we can't really ever be masters at anything because there is always, and I really mean always, always, always space to grow. So if there is something that you feel called to do on a deep level, but you're absolutely terrified of actually going for it and bringing it forth, I want you to know this. The dreams and the visions that you have for your life are divine in nature. It is your divine assignment. It is what you were brought here to do. It is what your soul incarnated into this physical realm to do. Not everybody has the dreams, the visions, the idea, the inspiration, and the drive that you have, and that is for a reason. The ideas that you are given, the inspiration that you are given, are downloaded into your body because you are the vessel that is the best equipped to bring them forwards. And if you don't act on it, if you don't go forward with that, the universe is going to pass it along to someone else who will. And when it comes to success and achievement or whatever, people who are successful and people who do the things that you want to do aren't immune to failure. Like, it's not like failure doesn't exist for them or isn't a possibility for them. It's that they refuse to be stopped by it. They recognize that failure awaits at every single corner, but they're not going to let that hold them back because they're so committed to this larger vision, to bringing forth this thing that's bigger than the fear. So if you can just hang on to that vision and let it be bigger and more powerful than your fear of failure, then that's how you overcome it. And it's not that the fear ever goes away. It's just that you stop letting it rule you. You stop letting it call the shots, and you get into the driver's seat and you decide what propels you forward and no longer are held back by things that are going to happen to everyone. Like, everyone's going to fail. And also, on a practical level, like I mentioned earlier, how failure, the fear of failure in our body is a lack of safety. We don't feel safe to fail. What you can do to start to rewire this on an everyday basis is pick a random skill or hobby that you're like not super attached to but could be fun. So like maybe you've never tried knitting or skateboarding or like playing an instrument, and you're not like so attached to the outcome of being perfect at it. Start practicing that thing and like really consciously, you know, notice how you suck at it at the beginning and show yourself it's safe. Like, none of my friends are rejecting me. My family still loves me. My body is still okay. The world's not falling down around me. And I'm failing at this thing, quote unquote. I'm sucking at this thing. I'm not perfect at this thing, but everything is still okay. And what you're doing is you're modeling to your subconscious mind that it's actually safe to fail. Like, it's safe to not be perfect and to not be the absolute master at everything that you do the first time that you try it. Okay, that's it. That is it. 11 minutes and 9 seconds, and we're done. Well, I love you so much. If you listen to this episode, you're the best. And I would actually love to hold you accountable. So if there's something, like if you're wanting to take the low risk or low pressure road by just picking a random hobby and practicing that and consciously sucking, shoot me a message on Instagram at Bales the Life Coach and let me know what that is so that I can cheer you on and hold you accountable and just really support you while you consciously suck. And if you're wanting to kind of dive in and pick something that does matter to you that you've been avoiding or resisting, and you're like, you know what, no more. I'm going to go for this thing, and I'm not going to let the fear of failing hold me back anymore. And you're ready to just dive headfirst, also shoot me a message on Instagram and let me know what that thing is so that I can celebrate you, support you, and lift you up. Remember that you're here for a reason. Everything that you desire is yours by divine right. So go out there and get it. I'm so excited for you. And if you need anything, you can reach me on Instagram at Bales the Life Coach. Or if you have a longer form question or are interested in any of my programs or having me as your one-on-one coach every month, you can shoot me an email at bailey@baileybenton.com. I'll have all of that linked down in the show notes. If you loved this episode, please, what do you do when you like a podcast? You rate it, you can leave a review, and you can share it on your Instagram story and tag me. All right, you guys, have an amazing day. I love you so much.